later on, how to tell if your advisor is using some of those old, outdated rules of thumb. We'll get to that and much, much more. But first things first, we say Happy New Year to Tom Fortino. Yes. And Tom, hope the holidays were great for you, my friend.
They're great. They're always great. It's a time to relax, be around family, enjoy things, and then, of course, pull all your hair out. Something like that. I don't know. But we have to be thankful. You know, we're blessed. So thank God. And as you said, Happy New Year to everyone.
How are you when it comes to New Year's resolutions? Are you a resolution guy, or did you swear them off years ago like I did?
Swore them off years ago.
I love it.
You know?
Yeah, no question about it. And a lot of folks out there listening, 2026 very well may be the year you look to retire. If that's mm-hmm. the case, if you're looking for yeah. more details about how to put that plan in place, or maybe you're looking to make some financial resolutions for 2026, look no further than Tom Fortino and the Alpha Wealth Group. You want to have those conversations when it comes to taxes and income planning and estate legacy planning, that and so much more. That's why Tom and the Alpha Wealth Group are here to help. 630-864-6711 is the number. 630-864-6711 or online. It's alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, let's dive into taxes, because mm-hmm. if you look at folks in retirement and their various sources of income, it usually comes from the same five places, and each of those five are taxed differently. Whether it's Social mm-hmm. Security or annuities, IRAs or Roth 401ks, also you have brokerage accounts as well. Tom, obviously the goal is to keep taxes at a minimum, so how do you help folks really get a better understanding how those look, and more importantly, to really help try to pay as little back to the government as you can when all said and done?
Yeah, what we were talking about, Kevin, is, and I would pose this question to anyone, how does tax planning part of your plan? Do you have a tax plan? We have to get away from this, like we said, one time a year where it's something you do every April with the help of your CPA, instead of really looking forward. I'm going to give you some specific examples. You talked about what happens when you start taking money out of these accounts. The one that you mentioned, which is the Roth, was the only one out of those numbers that are all tax-free. And the rules have changed. So I'm going to give you a couple quick examples, because if you don't do some of these things, and we'll get into some of what I call the five penalties or the five problems, big problems, when most of your money isn't tax deferred. Some of those examples are every penny is taxable at whatever the tax rate is in the future. So if tax rates go up in the future, guess what? You're going to have to pay more. If you need $30,000 out of a retirement account, you have to pull out, just an example of 25% taxes, you have to pull out $40,000 to net 30, $10,000 is going to the IRS. Now, what happens if tax rates go up? Well, you got to pull out more. Keep in mind, too, that, again, large RMDs, large required minimum distributions. If you pass away, there's what's called a widow's penalty. Now they may be in a higher tax bracket. And then to your children, to the extent you don't pay the taxes, they pay the taxes. It could cause more of your Social Security to be taxable, and it can certainly increase your Medicare premium. So what are we doing to get the tax-free? By the way, the Roth, and you hear me kind of pound the table on these ideas, there's other tax-free ideas out there, but all of those things I just mentioned are not impacted because every penny is tax-free. If you predecease your spouse, they get the money tax-free. There are no RMDs, and it goes to your children tax-free. Problem solved, right?
Right.
So it's important. So let's give me an example. Again, I want to give you a couple examples. One idea is Roth 401ks. Now, you can do Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks. So when I give ideas, you can do all of these. Right now, in 2026, if you're 50 or over, the contribution to your 401k is $32,500 now. That's right. You heard me. $32,500. And the question is, what are you contributing? So now here we are. We're at the gates. We're ready to, you know, the horn's going to sound or whatever they say. We're racing or the gun's going to go off. Are we going to start the race strong? So if you're looking at a 401k, for example, simple math. If I'm going to put $32,000, let's use that as an example. Do the math. Divide by 12. You're going to put $2,500, $2,600 a month into your, because you want to cap out. Let's get that set up now. The second part of that is, how much do I want to go into Roth? Keep in mind, all of that money, you can do 100% of your contribution to Roth in your 401k. 100% of it. Not suggesting you do that, but see, we always talk about, you hear investment diversification. What about tax diversification? By the way, you don't have to go 100%. You go 50-50. Let's start doing these things. And you know what happens once we start this process? Once we take that first step, it becomes very, very infectious. We just start to take control, and it's really a good feeling. And now we start to build that up. So if you're going to do, let's say, again, I'll keep the number simple, 30,000. to your 401k. You do 15,000 Roth, 15,000 traditional. If you want the tax-free report, you know, let's stop giving away 20 or 30% of our investments. Let's stop giving this money away, because all those things I talked about, those threats to our taxes, to our retirement plan, a lot of those go away. So there's a couple reports on our website, tax-free strategies, as well as taking control of your taxes. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can download those reports. You can look at some of these ideas, start to put them in place. Again, there's multiple ideas and many that you can do all of them. It's not just one. AlphaWealthGroup.com, AlphaWealthGroup.com. You can download those reports. You can sign up for classes. You can sign up for our newsletter. All of this is available to you, and it's free. And so I just wanted to say, let's get this, you know, once, if we get started on the right foot, then it just starts, we can just take one step at a time. It's like, how do you eat an elephant? Mm-hmm. One bite at a time. Do one thing. Here's another idea. Roth IRA contributions. Again, I don't care if you're contributing to a 401k. You can still contribute to a Roth IRA. I don't care what age you are. You can still contribute to a Roth IRA if you have earned income. I have clients in their 70s and 80s. They may work part-time or they may have some money. You can contribute. You can also contribute if you're not working. A non-working spouse can contribute to a Roth. Only one spouse needs to work. So again, keep these things in mind. So you could do the Roth 401k, and in addition to that, you could do a Roth IRA. Guess what? Contributions have gone up. $8,600 if you're 50 years or older. By the way, we're in this unique window. We have until April 15th to do last year's Roth IRA. So you could do $8,000 for last year, $8,600 for this year. That's $16,600. If you do 30, you know, start doing your Roth 401k on top of that. And we could do Roth conversions. Don't want to throw too many things at you, but those are three different things you could be doing in conjunction. And by the way, if you're married, guess what? Your spouse can be doing the same things. Talk about supercharging and getting to tax-free. On the back end, every penny is tax-free. There's no required minimum distributions. The tax rate on it is always zero. Doesn't matter if tax rates go up. It's tax-free to your spouse. There are no required minimum distributions, and it's tax-free to your children. Something we might want to start to incorporate. This is what we do, again, as a firm. I like to say we're different by design. We help with tax planning. So let me make one other offer. Besides the information that we have available to you, if you really want to dig in, you want to maybe have a phone call, or you want to schedule a time to come in, again, let's stop giving away 20 to 30% of our income. Let's create a plan to get to tax-free. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download information. You can get on my calendar. Schedule a call for 15 minutes or so. If you have a question, we will help you out. You can even email me as well. A lot more to get into. Stick around on the other side. We're going to talk about some other ideas that are going to get you to tax-free.
That's what it's all about, trying to keep those taxes as low as possible in retirement. And folks, if you'd like to learn more, you want to get on Tom Fortino's calendar, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or online at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I know we mentioned earlier in the show, 2026 mm-hmm. very well could be the year that some of our listeners decide to retire. Well, I bring it up because CBS Mornings followed some couples who are preparing to retire. Now, after that 20% market pullback last spring, they revisited with Chu and Alicia Gomez in Boston. Take a listen.
I feel like I'm on a roller coaster. You just hope that if we're going to be on the downturn now, will we be on the upturn when we decide to retire?
Now, Tom, the Gomez mm-hmm. family, they're 57 and 59, and obviously yeah. they're still looking for growth, but do mm-hmm. they have to still ride that market roller coaster at this point in their life, the closer they get to 60?
Well, you know, I'm going to take a step back, and, you know, this is how we evaluate things when I sit down with any individual. And if I was talking to the Gomez family, I would say, look, what are your goals? What are you trying to get to? Number one, how long are you going to work? If you said, look, my goal is to retire in 3-4 years, well, then we have to give some thought to, you know, these market downturns, and especially, and the other thing which they're talking about is maybe even their comfort level. So you want to design a strategy that helps, you know, in these situations. But in any case, you know, the problem is as you get closer, and now maybe they're starting to feel, if I was having this conversation when they were 25, 30 or 35, they probably would have said, you know, no big deal. We can ride this out. But as you get closer to retirement, now we're in a new year, maybe you're 1 year closer to retirement. certainly there's a shrinking recovery window, right? The runway is shrinking. It just is. I'm not trying to be insensitive, but we know that. And especially if you're going to stop working soon, of course, we're not fueling the fire. Money is not going in anymore. We've gone from this, we're continuing to put money in, and then all of a sudden now we're going to take money out. And one of the worst things about that, too, is this stress that we have. Because then they've done the studies, I've read them before, these Retirement Institute, Retirement Research Institute, and some others have shown that we're less apt to use our money when we're taking it out of these retirement accounts. And so a lot of times we miss out on things, we don't do the things we want to do. So how do you design a portfolio? The first thing we won't talk about, maybe we can talk about this later, Kevin, certainly is you want to know your numbers. You got to know your numbers. If you don't know, like, again, if I was sitting down and said, number one, when are you going to retire? Okay, 5 years, 10 years, number one. Number two, where's the income coming from? If they said, well, we both have these pensions, they're $90,000 each, and we only need $150,000. Well, again, it's that old adage, which I like, is use your noggin. And part of that, too, is, and let's look at the numbers. And then also, you want to understand what you own. As I said, when was the last time, I've said it before, you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? So we just need to uncover some of these things in this uncertainty. Now, we can add things to our portfolio. You know, there's a saying, and it is true, in investing, what's comfortable is rarely profitable, right? So, hey, I wish I could say I have this strategy out there. There's no risk. There's all this upside, right? And it's 100% liquid. That just doesn't exist. This is why it's so important when you start designing these investments. Again, we talked about it before when we talk about the five pillars. We mentioned taxes in the first segment. Now we're talking about your investments. First of all, understand what you own, know why you own it, and then create a portfolio that makes sense for you. So on some of it, we want to have growth. I'm sorry. The market is where it is. I mean, you want to keep up with inflation. No one's immune from inflation. So you're going to have some exposure to the market. And there may be some volatility. Well, how do you temper that volatility? Well, bonds are a tough one. Well, we can own some bonds. But again, the problem is, are they keeping up with inflation? And some of these things, these fixed assets, they have no upside growth. We want to look at some ideas. There's buffered ETFs. I've talked about those before. They protect on the downside. Now, this may give you some peace of mind. So you can say, look, I'm going to be 50%, 60% exposure to the market. I understand I have risk, but I only have half of the exposure to the market. So in a down year when the market's down 20, like she was talking about, well, half my portfolio is down 10. The other half is either flat or up. You can also look, and we've talked about, team, there's some of these indexed annuities. Again, this could be what I like to call a fixed alternative. You participate in the upside with no downside risk. You will never have a down year. You only participate in the up years. Do these make sense for you? It's a preservation of principal. That is a true statement. And the rates with where they are right now, you know, you could be looking, and you should look around at some of these and maybe get some information on them is, you know, what are they getting? Some of these you can get 9-10% a year on the upside, okay? And so over the last year, the year before, and the year before, you would have had 3 years in this example I'm giving, 3 years of up 10%. And oh, by the way, every year you get that 10% upside in my example, you know, you would be up, it locks in that guarantee. It never goes back down. So again, if I said to you over the last 3 years, you would be up over 30%, because remember it compounds. If I'm up 10, then I'm up 10% on top of that 10%. Now I'm up another 10%. That's my new value, starting value. If we use January 1st as a starting date, I don't care what the market does this year. You're not going down on that portfolio. So does that make sense as part of your, look, we've worked many, many years. Last thing we want to do is go backwards. I mentioned some of the issues with shorter runway, the shrinking recovery time. We also have what's called a sequence of returns risk. And it also allows us some flexibility, because if half of our portfolio is down, well, I have another half that isn't. And so if I need to draw income, I'd make the argument preservation of principal provides some preservation of income. So these are some ideas you may want to look at. We have the report. It's called The Truth About Annuities. It's on our website. You can get it at alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Understand how these work. I mean, you can create a portfolio again, and we do, again, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active portfolio management. I think we do a very good job at it on the growth side when we're selecting stocks and strategies that are designed for the individual. But also, what are we doing to minimize or buffer some of the volatility and design it for you? And then incorporate tax planning. That's a whole nother discussion, which I'll make a comment on in just a second. But then it all ties together with your overall plan. So if you want to, you know, I would start with the fact of, like with this family, I don't know. You know, we're busy with life. This is not, but you may have a 401k, an old IRA, an old 401k. We've said there's 30 million out there that are have our old 401ks, according to Capitalize, with over 1.6 trillion. Your spouse may have two IRAs, a old 401k, and all of a sudden you have this, a bunch of, you know, I spread out the pay, your, all your statements on the desk. It's like, what's going on here? So that's what we got to do. We need to get organized. We understand what we own. And then you design a plan to say, here's where I can take some risk to get the growth I need to keep up with inflation and provide, you know, the asset growth I need. And then I want to also protect some of this. That's going to, you know, this is how we do it. So if you want to take a look at your portfolio analysis, this is all part of setting up. Remember I said earlier, Kevin, hey, what about our 401ks and our IRAs? And are we using Roth and our contributions? Let's get those set up for the year. Now let's get our portfolio set up for this year as well. We'll do a complete portfolio analysis. We'll do a look under the hood. You may be surprised at what you own. And then we can talk about, do we want to incorporate some of these strategies, get the growth that we can get, but also create some protection too. You've worked hard. Mm-hmm. And these are some ideas. So if you want to do that, give us a call at 630-864-6711. Here's what you're going to find out. You're going to know what you own. You'll be able to describe what you own. You're going to know how your allocation is set up. You're going to have an investment plan. You're going to be comfortable with it. One of the biggest takeaways from this is not only knowing, starting to know what you have, getting organized, incorporating this into your overall plan, but also reducing that stress level, the stress and the peace of mind, reducing the stress and creating peace of mind. And it's, as I said, knowing your numbers, knowing where you stand. When was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? We'll talk about also what do we own in each bucket. I think there's some opportunities in this market too, Roth versus tax-deferred versus the brokerage accounts. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, or go to the website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time right online. You can email me. You can even schedule a 15-minute conversation. But we can look at incorporating, again, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Let's start putting these pieces of this overall retirement plan in place.
Again, folks, that number is 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or you can always download those complimentary Alpha Wealth reports by visiting alphawealthgroup.com. And Tom, you get this all the time, right? I've been listening to the show for 5 years, and I finally decided to pick up that phone. You get that quite a bit, don't you?
I do. And so, but that's okay. Yeah, I'm glad, because I'm like, great. Now let's dig in and mm-hmm. start to put some things together. And so I'm okay with hearing that, but hopefully I'll probably hear it again very soon.
No doubt. But Tom, let me ask you this, because I know we've talked in the past about mm-hmm. some of the retirement rules of thumb. Well, I found some really interesting numbers from a study from the Nationwide Retirement Institute, and it found a lot of retirees aren't buying in to those old rules of thumb anymore. It finds that only 35% believe in the old 4% rule, while 64% say retiring at 65 no longer applies to them, and 53% added the old 100 minus your age rule thing just doesn't work in 2026. So Tom, if someone is listening today, they're working with an advisor that's still using some of these rules, might it be time to pick up the phone and give Tom Fortino a call?
Yes, it would be time, because when we take, I'll give you a couple examples beyond that, Kevin. Yes, these rules of thumb. I've used the phrase before, it's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. That's kind of some of that old rule of, hey, I just got to get to a number, right? If I can get to a million or 2 million. And that kind of lends itself to the 4%, because if I take 4% off 2 million, that's 80,000 a year. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, hold on a minute. First of all, what about market risk? If the market goes down, you know, if even if you say a 20%, we were talking about that in the previous segment, that family said, well, it went down 20%, which it did in 2025, peak to trough earlier in the year. Well, 20% of 2 million is 400,000. How do you feel about that? Mm-hmm. And then how are you going to react? Because emotions are one of our biggest obstacles. And so we want to be careful, again, not growing a pile of money. What about longevity risk? We know that people are living longer. And so is that money going to last the rest of your life? And that's why when I come back to those things and inflation risk, and we can go down the line, you know, we haven't talked about it in a while, Kevin, but what happens if a spouse has a long-term illness? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm asking these questions. So if you're listening, can you answer those questions? What happens if the market drops 20%? What happens if you live to 95? What happens if there's a long-term illness? And we, again, what happens if tax rates go up? What have you done in your plan to address those? So where I like to say, and I used the phrase before, we're different by design. We look at all those things. You know, I've had people come in and they'll say, yeah, I'm working with someone. And this is, please, I don't take me wrong. This is not disparaging against anyone. There's a lot of good people out there. But yeah, they said I'm okay. I'm like, okay, what does that mean?
Right.
I don't know what they said. I'm okay. Again, I don't know what that means. So, well, let's take a look at it. And this is why when we say we're going to test your plan, and we've talked about it again before, Kevin, and it's, again, not, I don't know, the dramatic, but it's always about having income you can't outlive.
Right.
We know that's the rule. You got to have paychecks. And so we can start there and build on it. And then how do we get more of it tax-free? I mentioned Social Security as an example, that claiming strategy. You're as eligible at 62, but you're probably not going to take it, especially if you're working. You can, but you'll be penalized. You can defer it all the way to age 70. Okay, do I take it at 66, 68 and a half, 70? What makes sense? And then if I have a spouse, what makes sense now that I'm considering my spouse? Oh, by the way, how do I minimize the taxes on it? I gave the example. I mentioned Roth. I mentioned the contribution levels are changing. I said you can, if you're 50 or over, you can put $32,500 into your 401k. All Roth if you want. Oh, by the way, you can also do a Roth IRA in addition to the Roth 401k. Do both of them. Now we're getting more into tax-free, and I can do Roth conversions. But let's just say you're almost completely to tax-free. What does that do? Well, I have my income, maximize my Social Security income the best I can. By the way, there's no perfect answer, and we don't know. But I could get all my Social Security tax-free if most of my money is in Roth. Are you aware of that? Mm. So, you know, I've given the example of a client who has over $100,000 of income, one of my clients. They pay no taxes, none, zero, because we've been doing tax, what I like to call forward tax planning. So, again, it's not about getting to number. It's not about the 4% rule because, again, if we look at these things, we're missing the big picture. And that's why, you know, we have that retirement planning report. It's the retirement roadmap and the worksheets. One of the other things I'm going to say, I won't spend a lot of time on it, but you got to get organized. Mm-hmm. That's why we have the worksheets. We have the budget and income worksheets, and they're downloadable. We can send them to you so you can fill them in. They auto-calculate. We also have the asset organizers. Imagine if you could sit back and say, I know what my income sources are going to be in retirement, my pensions, my Social Security, if you have an annuity. I also know what my income needs are going to be. Oh, by the way, I know where my assets are. And so I know my income, I know my assets. Man, we have a financial picture. We're off to the races as far as getting stuff going. And now we can start to build that plan. And so this is how we approach it. Income we can't outlive. Minimize the taxes. Do you have a forward tax plan? We've talked about investments. All of these come together. And then protecting assets in the event there's a long-term illness, in the event a spouse passes away, and then having an estate and legacy plan. Like I said, it's like building a bridge. It's building a car. It's building a retirement plan. If you want the reports, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can also give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. We'll put the retirement planning packet together for you. We can email out those worksheets, which you can use. And by the way, again, see how these things overlap? Now you have a list of the assets. You can actually stick that in with your trust documents and your estate planning, so, and update that every so often. So now your children know where the assets are. All this stuff, again, this is how we build plans, right? It's not one thing separate from the other. Understand how all these things interconnect. Sometimes we call it a domino effect, because if we're doing something over in this area of our plan and we don't realize the other area, I talked about being tax efficient. I've talked about having the investment set up properly. These are things that we really want to have in place. So, again, if you want to go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, you can get on my calendar, download some of these reports. Put one thing, if I said, you know, again, let's forget, not completely, if you do, that's fine if you have a New Year's resolution, God bless you, but just say I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to do a Roth contribution to an IRA. I'm going to change my 401k contributions to a Roth. I'm going to get organized. I'm going to start putting stuff together. I'm going to look up my Social Security benefits, and I'm going to understand what they are and take a look at my client. Whatever it may be, I'm going to do an investment analysis or a portfolio analysis. You know, I'm going to take a look at my estate planning documents to get them updated. Pick any one of those or all of them, and let's start this process. Better yet, pick up the phone, give our team a call. Look, if you really want to take a look at your overall plan, we'll look at all those things. We'll do the tax analysis. And this is a good time of year, especially I think there's opportunities here. Do a portfolio analysis. We'll do a portfolio x-ray. We'll look at your overall plan and we'll test it. Are you ready? I had someone come in the other day. They said, you know, I'm thinking of retiring a couple of years earlier. So we tested their plan. Guess what? They can. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a lot of discovery that happens. You will walk out of here not knowing your numbers, knowing where you stand, knowing a few ideas that you can say, I'm going to put these in place now. I'm telling you, it will be a good experience. And so if you want to take advantage of that, there's no cost or obligation. And I hope you can see we're pretty informal here. We're never going to try to sell you something. It's just going to be an opportunity to not just say, hey, you're okay. That's it. No, here's where you stand. Here's the numbers. Here's things you can do. And here's how you can hopefully increase your probability of success in retirement. Again, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Get on my calendar and let's get this thing going.
And maybe you're working with an advisor that is still relying on some of those old, outdated rules of thumb. And if you'd like to sit down, maybe get that second opinion, look no further than Tom Fortino and the Alpha Wealth Group.
We have to get away from this mentality. I get it. Look, who enjoys taxes, right? I mean, but if I say tax-free, hopefully you're saying, okay, I'm listening. You know, as I said, that mentality of something you do every April with your CPA versus what I like to call forward tax planning. This is just an example of what we do at our firm. You know, I get on the board, we go through it, I show people, look, I mean, I can give you a couple examples. I did have one person say, wow, you know, I really never looked at it like that. This is true. Because it doesn't have to be that complicated. Understanding its marginal tax brackets and what you could be doing. You're going to start getting those forms. I'm sorry. Don't get mad at me. Don't shoot the messenger. The 1099, I'm telling on you forms. You know, the government gets it too. And so guess what? You got to put that on. This is examples of, and I give you so many examples, but you know, when you get that 1099, you're creating interest and dividends or whatever it may be. You got to put that on your Schedule B, which means you got to put it on your 1040, which means you got to pay taxes on it. And so often I say to people, okay, are you using that? No. Then why are you creating income that you don't use and paying taxes on it? And some of this stuff, you know, again, you're giving away money and it may be causing other things to be taxes. So we can get into tax efficiency, you know, where I say, and this is where we uncover these things. When I say, come on in, things like fixed or bonds or things that are creating interest, own those in your tax deferred, your IRA. Why would I own them and create income I don't need? Typically from being tax efficient, and again, this gets back to the investing. If I'm your investment advisor, which by the way, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. You know, if I'm setting someone up, look, you can own the same thing in it after tax, which is like a brokerage account, CDs technically after tax, bank accounts. You can own the same thing in that type of account. You can own it in an IRA and you can own it in a Roth. You can own Microsoft stock in both all three of those accounts. What's the difference? So the investment isn't the difference. It's the tax treatment. So again, this is just one example and we can get back to the Roth contributions and so on, but I want to own growth in the tax-free, right? Because it's tax-free, right? I talked about some opportunities before. I was talking last year when Oracle was down. I'm not saying these are not recommendations. I don't know your situation. But if you look at these times, like Microsoft was at 550, it went down to 478 at one point. Again, we go down the list. If you think NVIDIA was an opportunity, I'm giving you some of the blue chips that are simple and straightforward. But you may look at a stock that is a really good quality stock and it's been beat up. Guess what? Now it's an opportunity to buy it in my Roth because, you know, the growth on it is tax-free. If you remember last year, NVIDIA dropped from like 180 down to 80. Now, again, these are easy because it's happened already. But imagine if you would have bought it at around 80 and then it went all the way up to 200. That's over a double the growth, of course. I can do that math. But that's in your Roth. It's all tax-free. Mm-hmm. Why are we not doing some of these things? This is huge. And again, so if we're going to have a little lower growth stuff, let's put it in the IRA. Why do I want to grow my tax deferred? Again, if you're going to own it, depending on your situation, why do I want to grow my required distributions? Why do I want to grow my tax bill? Again, let's be smart about this. Let's use our noggin. We'll get this set up. This is, again, how I approach it. Own the right things in the right basket. So on top of the tax efficient piece of it, and we uncover these when we look through your tax returns, that's why when I tell people, throw everything in a box and I look at their tax returns. I'll give you another example. If I look at your tax returns, I can tell you, are you in a 22%, a 24%? By the way, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act was the Big Beautiful Act, now is in place. That was made as permanent as it can be. It didn't sunset. Now, I know you may not believe this, but we're in the lowest tax brackets we've been in 40 years. They are. And what happens if they go up? So these are opportunities we may want to take advantage of. So if you said, Tom, I have a 401k, or even if you're contributing to a Roth IRA, okay. Well, if I know your taxes, and again, I ask you, are you getting this advice? Is this the discussion you're having from your current advisors? Again, we're insurance licensed, we're investment, and part of a registered investment advisory group. We do all these things. We have an attorney that does estate planning. We're looking at everything. So let me get back to the question I was posing before I went off on, there. If I was, again, sitting with you and we looked at your tax brackets, the one thing I would say is, and I'll talk about it as following joint, and I'm going to round numbers so it's simple, but basically it's a little higher than this, but from about $200,000 to $400,000, you're in a 22 and a 24% tax bracket. So let's just say I looked at your tax returns. I can see, look at them yourself, pull them out, your 1040. Look at taxable income. Again, not gross. You're taxed on your taxable income. Let's just say it's 150. Okay, I know you're in a 22% tax bracket. And if you said to me, Tom, the year's starting. I know you talk about Roth versus traditional. Should I do Roth or should I do traditional in my 401k or an IRA? Okay, I'm going to turn the question back to you, and I'm going to say, okay, if you put that money into a Roth, let's say it's 80. Remember, it's 8,600 now if you're 50 or over. By the way, you can do 2 years now. You can still do 2025. So I'm going to say you can put 16,600, 2 years of contributions. If you put it in the traditional, it's tax deductible. You will not pay the tax at 22%. You will not pay that today. However, you will pay on that contribution, the 16,600. You're going to pay on that contribution in the future, whatever the tax rate is. Oh, by the way, all the growth on that, you're going to pay the tax on that too at whatever the tax rate is. Okay, your spouse will pay all the taxes. It's going to be used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. It may impact your Medicare premiums. Your wife will have this, or husband will have the same required distribution, and your children will pay the taxes on it, maybe at their highest tax earning years. That's not slant. Everything I said was factual. Or you can pay the 22% today. You will never pay tax on that contribution in the future. You will never pay tax on any of the growth. There are no required distributions. It doesn't tax your Social Security, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. What would you do? You can answer it now.
Right.
All right. So if you answer that question, then you've answered it, mm-hmm. right? And I'm just giving you facts. So I just want to – the reason I do these things, and this is how meetings go, let's be factual. Forget – try to avoid opinions, but now you can start to make these decisions. It's empowering. And then you start doing these things. And guess what? It's the old, someone sitting in the shade of a tree today because they planted a seed many years ago. Let's start doing some of these things. Let's stop giving away money. Let's start planning and putting ourselves and our family in a better position. If you want to take a look at just this idea, as well as many others, I'll say it again, throw everything in a box. Come on in. 630. Give the team a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Alphawealthgroup.com. You get on my calendar right there. Download information. It's all there. And there's no cost or obligation. It's the beginning of the year. You have no excuse.
That's exactly right. The chaos, the craziness of the holiday season is behind us. And if you're looking to kick 2026 off, when it comes to your finances, you're looking to finally get things in order. As Tom says every week on the show, throw everything in a box. Let them take a look at everything you've got. And if you'd like to start that conversation today, it's 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 or online at alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, time flies when we're having fun, even here in 2026. And before we do run out of time on this week's show, I'd love to leave the floor all yours for the final word.
Well, Kevin, it's the start of a new year, and I think this is exciting. We may, as I said before, we may be 1 year closer to retirement. We are 1 year closer to retirement, regardless where we're at, but we may be a lot closer. And so it's really important maybe to take a look at some of these things and start to put a plan in place.
Advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.